May I speak in the name of the living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Karl Barth was a 20th century theologian, and he was devoted to the music of Mozart. He was so taken with this music that he thought it must surely contain something of God. He began and ended each day listening to Mozart's music. But it was about much more than just the music for Karl Barth. In this music, he heard everything that was, or is, or will be. In this music, he heard, in his own words, heaven and earth, nature and man, comedy and tragedy, the Virgin Mary and the demons. He also heard the most glorious harmonies, which were, he said, an upsetting of the balance, a turning in which the light rises and the shadows fall, in which the yes rings louder than the ever-present no. I don't think any of us could deny the kindly benevolence of Mozart's music. It is like light rising as shadows fall away. It is a yes when all around us might seem like a no. Others have found comfort and beauty in the music of Mozart too, and some have described his music as the sound of mercy. In his book Unapologetic, the writer Francis Spufford describes what was for him a terrible day, when in a moment of anger, confusion, doubt, and self-loathing, he thought things couldn't get much worse. In this knot of difficulty, sat in a coffee shop, he recalls hearing the adagio from Mozart's clarinet concerto being piped through the speakers. Through its gentle ministrations, he comes to understand the kindness of God. So this is what mercy sounds like, he realizes. Mercy, he says, is like something better than you could ever have expected, being slipped stealthily into a process that you thought was running away. We might say that mercy is like gentle music reaching into your heart when everything seems to be going wrong, or when there seems to be no way out. Mercy is like the feeling of warmth and love when otherwise there has been coldness, or the sound of a soft plagal cadence, the Amen moment, which seems to resolve and heal all that is broken. Mercy is like gentle rains on parched earth, or sunshine after days of gloom. Mercy is like light emerging from menacing darkness, like receiving an unexpected and kindly surprise, an extra hour in bed, perhaps, or suddenly being able to see the world clearly. So what does mercy sound like for you? Bartimaeus, the blind beggar, was sat at the side of the road. He had spent a lifetime being ignored and living in the shadows. No one saw him or looked with kindness upon him, and he could see no one. As a blind man, his hearing would have been acute and critical, informing his reception and understanding of the world. But he had not heard the sound of mercy for some considerable time. He must have felt he was locked into a life that was beyond his control and from which there was no way out. Every time he asked a question, the answer was always no. But then he hears a rumor that in this Jesus of Nazareth, there may be some hope for people like him. And in the midst of the crowds, he senses the excitement that Jesus is near. Perhaps he hears a kind of music. Perhaps he begins to hear the most glorious of harmonies. The balance of his world is being turned. So he takes a chance, and after a lifetime of disappointments, he has just enough faith to speak up. Such is his faith that he realizes that this Jesus is someone in whom he could have confidence and hope, the Son of the Most High God. Of all the things Bartimaeus could ask for, of the list of things he must have needed most urgently, he begins by asking for mercy. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. He shouts into the air, not once, but twice. He begins by asking to be seen. He begins by pleading to be loved. Only then, on the third ask, does he make a request for his sight to be restored. For Bartimaeus, mercy comes when he is seen for who he is. He is no longer a nobody on the side of the road. He is a beloved child who is known and loved. And in that moment, the shadows fade and the light rises in his life. St. Mark uses the metaphor of sight and insight to illustrate the kind of illumination that Christ brings. Christ speaks with a merciful voice rather than a condemning one. To stand in his presence is like standing before a sunrise, like the feeling of rays of light settling upon us and warming our hearts, beckoning us out of our gloomy corners. This, then, is a moment when the yes rings louder than the ever-present no. Jesus looks upon Bartimaeus with his beautiful gaze. He is the longed-for yes in Bartimaeus's life. Jesus upsets the balance of an unjust and cruel world, and he responds to those who seek him with heavenly mercy. The sound of mercy in Jesus' heart is as sweet as any piece of music. It is light and hope and new life, and in his presence, all shadows dissolve. I suppose there are times when we might feel a little like Bartimaeus, sidelined, forgotten, stood in the shadows. Or indeed times when we might feel like Francis Spufford did, full of doubt, self-loathing, uncertainty, confusion. But Jesus notices us and calls us into the light. We might take heart because no one can be hidden from his love. If Jesus asked each one of us, "What do you want me to do for you?" What might we ask for? Of all the things we might ask for or desire or need, perhaps we need only ask for one thing, God's mercy. The Father's love for us reaches its consummation in Christ, where an instrument of torture and death is transformed into the seat of mercy, where his sacrifice of love for the world is made once for all, and from where the music of loving kindness will become so strong that it overwhelms death itself. So it's here, under his loving gaze, that hope will be restored, and there will be nothing that any of us can do that will make Christ withhold his mercy from us. The light of his countenance will shine upon us unwaveringly, unceasingly, and relentlessly. He brings every broken heart out of the shadows. When we feel we are trapped in a process that is running away, Christ is a yes to all the no's of this world that we carry on our hearts. He is a sign of God's loving kindness, a kindness much more than we could ever desire or deserve or ask or imagine. He is serendipity stepping into the sorrows of our lives. He is the sun shining upon us when we are devoid of hope. He is the sound of Mozart when we are stuck in the middle of a mess. In The Merchant of Venice, William Shakespeare speaks through the lips of Portia of mercy that droppeth as gentle rain from heaven. We do pray for mercy, she says, and that same prayer doth teach us all to render the deeds of mercy. At the beginning of every Eucharist, we plead, Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. So that we may perhaps render deeds of mercy in our turn. And then the light rises, all sadness is dispelled, and the yes rings louder than the ever-present no. Perhaps in the coming week, we might be attentive to the sound of gentle rain from heaven, the sound of sweet music piercing the gloom. May our eyes be open to the light that shines upon us through the person of Jesus Christ, who upsets the balance of this world with a beautiful yes, and whose nature is always to have mercy. Thanks be to God.